Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tezayin. Freilich and Purim to all, Purim Sameach in this shortened version of the daf, but we'll do what we can on this very busy day. Okay, Ein Danim, we're in the two dots on Tez Vavim Beis. We'll start with the two dots where the Mishnah had said that we don't judge the Shevet except with a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. You need a Bezdin of 71 in order to judge the Shevet. So says the Gemara, Hai Shevet Techata B'mai. What did the Shevet do wrong? What was their sin that the Bezdin HaGadol has to judge? Ilema Shevet Shechil Lesa Shabbos. Is it the Shevet that was Mechal Shabbos? If you have most of a Shevet, that's Mechal Shabbos. So then, Emar de Palag Rachmana Ben Yechidim LeMerubin. When do we say that the Torah distinguishes between which, how many people did an Aveira? That's between Yechidim and Merubin, the individuals that do Aveira instead of Merubin, Lenin Avodas Kachavim. That's regarding Avodah Zarah. We find in the Torah that regarding Avodah Zarah, if there's a majority of people that do Avodah Zarah, the punishment and the laws are different. Ir and Idachas. A whole city does Avodah Zarah. They're treated differently than if one or two people did Avodah Zarah. Ir and Idachas, the Hadalach is Sreifa. Bishar mitzvos mipalig, is there a difference by other mitzvos? And therefore we should say that if the whole Shevet is Bechal Shabbos, they're all automatically judged by 71 instead of by a Bezin of 23? So what does the Mishnah mean? So the Gemara is going to give three answers. Well, we're not up to really the first answer yet. This is still Hakdama. Ella b'shevet shehudach. Okay, you're right. We're talking about a Shevet that hudach that did Avodah Zarah. That's what we're talking about. So lameimra de bedina de rabim danielay. One second, if a whole Shevet does Avodah Zarah, then they're judged like a Rabbim, like an Ir Nidachas? No, we have a Drasha otherwise. Kiman, Delok Rabo Shiova, Lok Rabo Yodasan. Titania, Ad Kama Osin Ir Nidachas. How many people do you make an Ir Nidachas for, that a whole city that worships Avodah Zarah? Me Yud Va'ad Kuf, Divri Rabo Yoshia. Rabo Yoshia says, from 10 to 100 people. That's called an Ir. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, no, Mikuf Va'ad Rubo Shel Shevet. From 100 people to the majority. Less than 100 are individuals. But more than Rov is not a city. It's Rashi calls it a Tzibur. Second, last Rashi. Batzer Me'asara Lo Mikri Ir. Less than 10 is not a city. V'tfei Mimeya Nafka Mitaras Ir. It's no longer an Ir. V'havil Hu Tzibur. U'b'tzibur Lo Ksiv Saif. It's not Tzibur, it's not an Ir. Only an Ir is what gets Saif, and then we burn the rest of the city. So therefore, our Mishnah, which says it's all a whole Shevet, goes like nobody, because our Mishnah says that if the majority of the Shevet does it. So what is the Pshat of our Mishnah? So now we have three Pshatim. What exactly does the Mishnah mean when by judging a Shevet? Pshat number one, Amar Rav Masna, Hacha, even before that, There's a question about what the sheet of the Rambam is. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Dalid Beis. The Rambam says, talking about Ir Nidachas, which most of the halachas are later on in this Pesachta, all about Ir Nidachas. So the Rambam says, you're going to have the people who convince the others to have to be at least two, and they have to be from the city, and the Yiyu Hamudachin Mimeya Va'aruba Shel Shevet. 100 to Rov. That's the Rambam Paskins. Avalam hudach rubo shel shevet danin osaki yechidim. But if it was the majority, up until the majority, then you judge like an irdi dachas. But a majority is yechidim. So Lecha Mishnah says it must be that he reads this Gemara as ad velo ad bechlal. It's up into a rove, but not rove. Because here he must pass his like Rabbi Yonasan, but he says if it's Rov, then it's just like Yechidim, because it's out of the status of Ir. So therefore it must be Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. That is the Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, one out of three. Amar Rav Masna, Hacha Bin Nasi Shevet Shechata Askinan. We're talking about the Nasi of a Shevet. That's what it means, Shevet Shechata, the Nasi of a Shevet. Milo Amar Ravada Barava. Didn't Ravada say, Kol Hadavar Hagadol Yaviyu Elecha? And that can mean that by Yisro, every great thing Yisro tells Moshe should be brought to you. Dvar Shel Gadol. Doesn't he say that? So, Hainami Gadol Hu. So this also is what the Mishnah is referring to. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Ula Amar Balazar, Biba'in al Iske Nachlos. The issue in the Mishnah is when Shvatim have an argument about a Nachla, about their portion of Eretz Yisrael, Utchilasa Shel Eretz Yisrael. and similar to how it was when Eretz Yisrael was originally split up, Ma Tchilasa Shimon Ve'echad, Afkan Shimon Ve'echad, just like the original splitting up was done in the company of the Sanhedrin, so too, now it's done in the company of the Sanhedrin. Right? That's why, that is the source, right? It's just like that's so the Mishnah is talking about a new Kimta, specific case about Machlokes, about when Eretz Yisrael was originally split up. Gemara continues, Imat Chilasa Kafi Ur Mitumim V'Kal Yisrael. What do you mean? So if you want to compare it to the original splitting up, so you should go all the way. Just like originally it was with a Goral, it was with a lottery. We learned about this at Baba Basra, that Moshe Rabbeinu picked up a piece of the, one piece that it said the Shevet, another piece that it says the borders. So if it was V'Kalfi, and with the Ur Mitumim, the lighters lit up, V'Kal Yisrael, Avkan Kalfi Ur Mitumim V'Kal Yisrael. So you should go all the way. So the verse is fine. Okay, we reject the answer number two. We go back to Rav Masna that is talking about a shevet. Related to this, just 2 points to remember that we mentioned in the past. Number one, talking about the Urim V'Tumim. Remember the amazing gra on last week's parsha. Parsha Tesaveh. The Ramban there says in Parsha Tesaveh that how did the Urim V'Tumim work? As the Mishnah says, as the Gemara says here, the Urim V'Tumim worked so that every letter of the Aleph Beis was on the Urim V'Tumim. Even though you don't have all of them in the names of the Shvatim, that's what Chazal say. It also said, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shiftei Ka. On top of the letters, the names of the Shvatim, it said, all split up all across, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shiftei Yeshurin, it said. So that adds in the letters that were missing. The Tess, and I think there was a, the Kuf, I don't remember, there was some other, what, Tzadik? Was there a Tzadik? Yitzchak gets the Tzadik, right? But there were a couple of letters that were missing. So that's how it was split up. That's how it was split up on the Urim V'Tumim. And then the letters lit up, and it was the Kohen Gadol's responsibility with his Ruach HaKodesh to read the letters and interpret what was being said. Because it's really scrambled letters. He has to interpret it. So says the Gra, maybe that's pshat of the Rashi Yashan. Rashi Yashan, the old Rashi in some versions on Sefer Shmuel, says that when Chana was sick, and Eli goes to her and sees her, but the Pasuk says that he thought that she was drunk, right? Shikora, in Yonah the Yoma. Yonah the Yoma, Chayav Enish L'Vesumi, right? So, whatever that means. But that is what Eli thought. But the old versions of Rashi, it says that no, she said to him, no, I'm not. Kaf Shin Reish Hey, meaning Kisara. Or originally we thought it would be Kishera, but then old Rashi says Kisara, Rifka, Rachel has the names of the other emos. Meaning, and the pasuk says Lo Adon Ata B'Davar Hazeh. You are not Adon. Meaning, Chan is telling he misread the Urim V'Tumim. Says the Gra. He saw the letters Kaf Shin Reish Hey, and he thought it meant Shikora. But Chan is like saying, no, you Lo Adon. You don't have Ruach HaKodesh in this matter. You're being mistaken. Really, I'm Kishero or Kisara. I'm just davening very hard, and I'm crying about it. So that's how the Urim V'Tumim, the Gra says, it's all about the Tziruf HaOsios. Vehu Davar Nifla Ma'od ends the quote of the Gra in Panini Mishulchan Agra. Number one. Number two, the second point related to the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, remember a thought that we've mentioned many times from Rav Soloveitchik, and that is the original Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael was on two levels. It was, number one, a Chalukah in the realm of Dini Mamanis, and number two, it was a Chalukah that was also considered Isser V'Heter. Right? He starts off, the Rav, quoted by Rav Shechter in Simin Lamed, starts off with a question that we've asked whenever this comes up. How is it that one Gemara says that all of Yerushalayim was in, the Yerushalayim known as Chalukah L'Shvatim? Yerushalayim was not split up, the Gemara in Yuma. Yerushalayim belonged to everybody. It was an inter-Shvatim city. Not international city, but inter-Shvatim city, on the one hand. But then the Gemara also says in Zvachim that the border of the Mizbeach, the corner, the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, had to be cut off, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin, and the other part had to be in Yehuda. So what do you mean? I thought the Mizbeach wasn't split into Shvatim. Right, I thought it was Yishlam Lonos Haklus Shvatim. So that question, along with others, which we're not going to go into now, Simon Laman and Eretz Tzvi, led Rav Soloveitchik to believe that the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael was on two levels. It was a Chalukah in Dini Mamanis, right? Monetarily, it was split. And number two, it was a Chalukah in the world of Issur V'Heter, in the world of Kedusha. Until it was totally split up amongst the Shvatim, it did not have full Kedusha. And therefore, it had to be split up to get the Kedusha, Issur V'Heter, into Yehudah and Binyamin. In terms of Dini Mamanis, See, Maman is that it belongs to all Shvatim. Belongs to all Shvatim. And that's how, just one other question I'll mention, and that's how the source of Tnai B'nei Gad and B'nei Ruvain, the source of Tnaim in the world would be Tnai B'nei Gad and B'nei Ruvain, the source of making conditions and all the rules of conditions. And Mishpatei Tnaim could be, the source of that is the original Chalukas Ha'aretz, B'nei Gad and B'nei Ruvain agreeing, we're going to go and help split up the land, and if not, we're not going to get our portion on Eiver HaYarden. That's the original source. And yet, we find some Rishonim that say certain laws of Tnaim don't apply to Dini Maminus. It only applies to Ishus. It only applies to other areas. So what do you mean the whole source of it, of Tanaim, is Dini Maminus? The answer is no, it's not just Dini Maminus. The source is Chalukas Haaretz, and that's on two levels. Chalukas Haaretz was split up on a Dini Maminus level, and it was split up in an Isser V'Heter in a Yeridea level. And that is all Simulamed in Eretz HaTzvi. Let's continue. But that is all answer number two to the, what does the Mishnah mean, the Shevet being judged. Number one, maybe it's about a Nasi. That was accepted. Number two, it's about the splitting up of Eretz Yisrael. That was rejected. Number three, Ravina Amar, La'olam b'Shevet Shehudach. Really, we're talking about a Shevet that did have Avodah Zarah. Utaka Kasha L'cha, B'dita D'Rabim D'Nielei. But you asked, that once it gets to be more than a majority, so then aren't they judged like a Yechidim, but it's above an ear, so it says in, yes. They get the misa of a yachid, even though they are judged in front of a rabbin, in front of 71. Milo amar of Rav Chama, Rav Yosi, amar Rav Oshia, Votzeses isha hu asa isha hahi, v'gomer, ishviita tamoti l'sharecha, a man and a woman you take out to your gates of 23, v'yatamoti kalir kul l'sharecha, you don't take out your whole city, the city goes to 71. Hachanami, ishviisha tamoti l'sharecha, v'yatamoti kalashivit kulo l'sharecha. So therefore, Rav Yosi and Rav Yonasan are only arguing about the misa, but they all agree it's in front of a bezin of 71. And that's all the Mishnah was talking about, that it's done in a bezin of 71, and the Machlokas is exactly what is, what Misa, which Misa they are getting. But everybody agrees, bezin of 71. There's a discussion Rav Moshe has. Moshe's yard site was yesterday, so we can mention it again. Rav Moshe has a Chakira, B'tam Sheshevet Sha'avad Avodah Zarah Niton B'Shivim Ve'Echad. A Shevet that does have a Zara is in front of 71. Is that a din in the Shevet or a din in the Avera? Is it because the Avera of a Zara is so terrible that when so many people do it, it demands 71? Or is it that the Chashivas of the Shevet that does this Avera demands a Bezdin? And he has a number of Nafkaminas, not going to go into, but that is the a Chakira that Ramosha has in a Tshuva in Choshe Mishpat. In, I'll tell you what the Tshuva is if you want to look it up. Choshe Mishpat, Bez. He has a discussion, what is the reason for the Shivim Ve'echa 71 for a Shevet that does a Avodah Zarah? Is it the focus on the Shevet? Is the focus on the Chet? Okay, just to mention that for Rav Moshe. Weiter, two dots. Lois Anavi Sheker. A false prophet is judged. The Rambam lists off in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah all the signs for a false prophet. If he predicts something that's going to happen in the future and it doesn't happen, that's a false prophet. If he predicts something bad, then that's not a false prophet because maybe we did tshuva and something good happens. So different rules and simanim. How do you judge an avi sheker? Minani mili. How do you know that he is judged with 71? Amar Yosef Bar Chanina Asiya Hazada VeZaken Mamre. We learn Gzeira Shava from Zaken Mamre. Malahalan Meshivim VeEchad Afkan Meshivim VeEchad. Just like Zaken Mamre has to rebel in front of the entire Bezin HaGadol, as we had on Friday, so too a Navi Sheker is put to death with 71. So Hazada Kiksiva Viktalu Diksiva Viktalu Besa V'Tvasahu. One second. By Zaken Mamre, the word Hazada is written when he's put to death. And Zaken Mamre is put to death only in front of a regular Bezdin, 23, not 71. So El Amrei Shlakish, okay. Gomer Dover Dover Mehamra Aso. So, different Gzeira Shava. You learn Gzeira Shava from his rebelling, and therefore it's fine because he rebels in front of 71. V'led there Zaken Mamre, V'ligmer Hazada Hazada Minavi Asheker. Once you have that connection though, between Zaken Mamre and Navi Sheker, why don't we go back and say the other way? Just like a Navi Sheker requires 71, so too a Zaken Mamre is be killed in front of a bezin of 71. The Gemara said, no, Dover, Dover, Gamir, Hazada, Hazada, Lo Gamir. Rish Lakish only learned the Gzeir Shava of Dover, Dover. He didn't have the Mesorah for the Gzeir Shava of Hazada, Hazada. If you look in the Rashi, Poran Rashi, quoting Agav Davar Davar, right across, Hach Zerushava the Davar Davar, Gamerle Haitaname Rabbe. He learned this Zerushava from his Rebbe. Aval Hachta Zadazada look Gamerle Mirabe, the Kalva Chomer Adadan Meatsmo, the Eid Adadan Zerushava Meatsmo, LMK Kibo Meirabo, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Rashi says, you can learn Zerushava by yourself, you cannot darshan Zerushava by yourself. Only a Kalva Chomer. What about everything in between? Binyanav, Shiksuvin Abaka Echad, Miyat Variba, all of that. That if it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosus in Mesechah Sukkah on Daf Lamed Aleph. Kalva Chomer, everybody agrees you can darshan yourself. Zereshav, everybody agrees you cannot darshan yourself. Everything in the middle is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. But Rashi here says, importantly, that you cannot darshan Zereshava on your own. If you look in the Margolius Hayam here, he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Ramban says, very interesting Ramban. It's not a well-known Ramban, but it's the basis for this idea. Why can't you darshan Gzeir Shavah by yourself? The Torah is a very large book. There are obviously going to be words repeated in the Sefer, all over. It's not one page. So there are many, many words repeated. So how do we know when a word is repeated should be used for halacha or not? So it's God has to be that Gzeir Shavah has to come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because there are so many words in the Torah, there are so many repetitions, so that's the Ramban Svara for why is it that we darshan a Gzeir Shavah only from their Rebbe. Aval he says I'm a hechel akav gzeir shava rak me rabo dafka. So he says that's it. But then he quotes afterwards in Amuki Yosef, because you find then famous question. This part is famous. That is, so how can they be a machlokas about gzeir shava? Right? If gzeir shava only comes from your rebbe, mi rebbe, go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So how can they be a machlokas about it? So he quotes a very important Amuki Yosef in Baba Kama, the beginning of the 8th parak, who says, of course, the Yerushalmi, but he says that really there are two types of Gzeir Shavas. A Gzeir Shava that tells us a new halacha, that you can only get from your Rebbe. You can only get from your Rebbe. Like the Ramban says, you have to know, to darshan a new halacha, there are many words of the Torah, you have to get that from your Rebbe. But if we know the halacha already, and the Gzeir Shava is just a smach, it's an added hint to what the Torah is telling us. So then you could that you could come up on your own with. And that you could try to figure, once I know the halacha, where did this come from? Oh, okay, I could say it comes from here or here. But that's not teaching you a new halacha. That's the Nemukah Yosef, and that's how he suggests every time there's a machlokas about a Gzeir Shava, it's because of this type of Gzeir Shava. Type 2, that you already know the halacha, and they're just trying to figure out whether we could be somech and masmech the halacha to this pasuk. Okay, that is the Margolis Hayam right here on our daf. We continue. Says the Gemara. Velos Kohen Gadol, second white line. The Kohen Gadol cannot be judged except in front of 71. So again, in Yonah the Yoma, Achashverosh put on the big day Kohen Gadol. Imagine Achashverosh at the Suda wearing the tzitz, wearing the ephod and the choshen, and Rachmana l'Islam, the Jews are celebrating with him. Right? That's what? And a Shevet Shehudach. A Yisrael Shehudach. Right. Minon Emili. Right. The Gemara says, Nena Misudas Shazach Achashverosh. And the Tzalem of Nebuchadnezzar, Achashverosh, right, on his neck. Minani Mili. Okay, so how do you know about Kohen Gadol is judged in front of 71? So, Amar Vada Barava, the Amar Kra, Kol Adavar Agadol Yavi Yoelech, Adavar Shel Gadol. Any great thing, says Yisra Nemoshe, any big thing comes to you. Dvarav Shel Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol is a Gadol person. Meisve, Bryce says, Davar Gadol says Davar Gadol, Davar Kasha. Maybe Davar Gadol means Davar Kasha, every difficult thing, not every large thing. Ata Omer Davar Kasha Oenu Ela Dvar of Shel Gadol. Does it mean difficult? Does it mean large? Kshu Omer says Davar Kasha Yivin Omoshe Every Davar Kasha Amur. It says Davar Kasha elsewhere, so this also must mean Davar Kasha. That's how the Gemara is learned. Right? Davar Gadol, if it says Davar Kasha somewhere else, it must mean this is also Davar Kasha.
And it says El Moshe, does it mean El Moshe or Hashem Ve'echad? Yaviyu
Elecha. Yaviyu Elecha should be brought to you.
Does that mean Moshe as a 71?
That's what we discussed last week. Is he Birur or Kiyam? L'chor, it's Birur. Because it's Moshe v'makam shivim ve'echad. Right, this is the source of that. Kohen Gadol, shivim ve'echad. Moshe Rabbeinu v'makam shivim ve'echad koi. So, Huda Amar ki Aitana. No problem that Davar Gadol can be Dvar Shal Gadol, because there's another Braisa. Titania Davar Gadol, Dvar Shal Gadol. Ata Omer Dvar Shal Gadol, Eino Ela Davar HaKasha. What does it mean? Shomer Davar HaKasha, Hari Davar HaKasha Amur. So the other Pasuk is talking about difficult. Hamani Mekayim Davar Gadol, Dvarav Shel Gadol. Period. two more lines. V'haytana trei kroy lamali. So according to the opinion that says they're both talking about davar gadol, what do you need two psukim for? Chad letzava ba'alma v'chad lasiya. One was the command that Yisro said, this is a great idea, and one is to say that Moshe Rabbeinu actually did it. V'idach, and the other opinion, im kein lechtov kra o gadol gadol o kasha kasha. My gadol, my kasha. Why did the Torah switch words? Shma mina tarti. Period. The Briska Rav in Parshas Yisro, we mentioned this last year in a Parshas Shir, Parshas Yisro, he's the chalik between what is Davar Gadol and Davar Kashe, the chilik that we said last week, what we just alluded to now, the difference between two functions of the Bezdin HaGadol, and what we said on Friday, that sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu is one on top of 71, on top of 70, and one is he functions as the entire 71. When is it? So he says it depends which function of the Bezdin HaGadol he is performing. Is he performing the Bezdin HaGadol, their tafkid of birur? They're figuring out the very difficult items. Or are they being makiyum? They're witnessing. Because certain items that are so important, they have to be witnessed by the Bezdin of 71. Not because there's a specific issue that they can't figure out. Just like two witnesses have to be at a wedding. Not just lebirur hadavar, but lekiyum hadavar. So says the Briska Rav, maybe that's what's brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. Davar hakasha, that's the most difficult things. And Bezdin HaGadol has to be mevarer. As we said, there's no greater mevarer than Moshe Rabbeinu. While Davar Gadol is the other ideas that Bezdin HaGadol just has to witness. That's what the Briska Rav says in Yisro, in the Grizala Torah. Okay. Boy, Rabbi Yelazar, Shoro Shal Kohen Gadol Bakama, the ox of the Kohen Gadol. So yesterday was Shabbos. We didn't get to talk about Shor of Har Sinai. I have to wait for the rerun. Right. Shoro Shal Kohen Gadol Bakama, says Rabbi Yelazar, the Shor of the Kohen Gadol. Well, what's the difference? How much? When we said on the Mishnah Daf Beis that a person's ox that kills is judged with 23 because we compare it to the owner. So how specific are we? This owner gets 71. Odilma lemisa bailam da'ama medaminalei. Which do we compare it to? Amar Abaya mitikami boile shoro. The fact that shor is a question. It must be that a regular didi mamonis case of a Kohen Gadol is for sure not 71. So Pshita, is that obvious? Yes, that's obvious. So Ma'od the Temahova because of Kol Adavar Gadol, Kol Adavar Shel Gadol, you had a Havamina of Kol Adavar Gadol, it means any Din Torah of the Kohen Gadol is in front of 71. Kamash Balan, it's not true. So there's no question about Dini Maminis. The other question is Shor. So again, we have to keep a list. In this Masechta, the first half at least, keep a list of how many times the Gemara applies Kamisas Abaylim, Kachmisas Ashor. How many times does the Gemara try to compare the halachas of when you kill a person, the owner, and Ashor? So far we've had the fact that you need a Bezdin of 23, and we also had here the question at least, the Safek of the Shor of a Kohen Gadol. Period. Ein Motzi'in, Chulu. So we don't go out to a war. Rashi said on Milchemet, well, the Mishnah said Milchemes Mitzvah. We remember the Mishnah back on that base. Ein Motzi'in Milchemes Rishus Ela Pivedes Hashem V'Yechad. Milchemes Rishus, and Rashi explained what is Rishus. Anything except for Milchemes Yehoshua. Anything except for Milchemes Yehoshua. If you remember there, the Achronim said, "What about Amalek? But Amalek, that's also Milchemes Mitzvah. Maybe that's a Hemshech of Milchemes Yehoshua. It's included." It's included, because Yeshua is the one that started off the war with Amalek, so maybe that's included in Rashi. But that's why the Gemara says, Milchemes Rishus is with the Bezdin of Shimon Ve'echad. So Amar Rabbi Yevaho, Me'ani Mili, how do you know this? Amar Rabbi Yevaho, Amar Kra, the Gemara we know from the beginning of Meseches Brachas. For Lefnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod, just stand in front of the Elazar HaKohen, who Zemelech. Who? That's referring to the king. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ito, zeh meshuach melchama. Ito, with him, who's there on the battlefield? The one who was anointed to give chizit to the Am. Meshuach melchama. V'chol ha'eda, zeh Sanhedrin. So you see the Sanhedrin is there at the battlefield in order to tell them what to do. V'delmer the Sanhedrin u'dekamer lehu rachmana to the shali b'ur metumim. Maybe they don't have to give their permission. They're just there because they have to ask the b'ur metumim if they're going to be successful in battle. But not dafka that you need to ask them if they could go out to war. So Ella, you're right. This is the source. Ki hada amar Rav Acha bar Bizna amar Rav Shimon Chasida. Ki nerai yitali lamala mimitazo shel David. There was a harp that was hanging above the bed of David HaMelech. Ki vin shigia chatzos halayla. Ruach tzfonis ben hasheves. But once chatzos came, The wind started blowing through the harp. It was a beautiful alarm clock. David HaMelech got up and started learning until dawn. Until dawn. Stop there for a second. Beautiful Taz. Oh, I never mentioned it before. I saw it, but beautiful Taz. But it says that David HaMelech at Sha'ala Moda Shachar. So we know, first halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting. It's also in Yonat Yoma. The last halacha is Purim. The first halacha is right here. Yisgaber Kari. Lamod Baboker Lavod Esbarer. Gonna wake up in the morning like a lion to serve Hashem. Sheyehu Ma'orer Hashachar. So he is Ma'orer, so we have to be Ma'orer the Shachar. Does it apply if you're up very late celebrating Purim and then the next morning you gotta get up? But that is that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. He has to be Ma'orer the Shachar. Says the Taz, second Taz in all Shulchan Aruch. L'chora, ein shaychu zeh ha'inyan, elohu zrizas b'fnei atzmo. What does this mean? He awakens the morning. What kind of lashon is that? Shehu ma'orer ha'shachar. Elo ha'inyan hu, she'ein dome ha'osa mitzvah al yidei his orus shel acherim la'osa yidei atzmo. It's not the same when you do something because you yourself, we ourselves are motivated to do it, versus if somebody else motivates me. V'yalpiza nirali mashakasav Rabbeinu Atur. Ani me'iris ha'shachar ve'en ha'shachar me'iroti. Because what does that mean? I wake up the morning and the morning doesn't wake up me. Just say I wake up the morning. I wake up before the morning. What's the extra line of the morning doesn't wake me up? V'nira. D'matzinu adam mekadish es asma milamata mekachin asma milamala. We know that when we try to be ma'over ourselves from below, Hashem helps us out. V'kachu v'leinis orus yish beiz b'nihis orus. We start and Hashem is abalatar messiah noso. But David HaMelech was mishabeach himself that he was on such a level shehis orish shalom ilamata gedola kolkach she'ein sarich l'siyua his orish shalmala. He didn't even need the divine help. He was so misorer that he didn't need. He just woke up and he went. V'yalkein amar ani meir hashachar kamo l'kedushas Yisrael kamo shekasav alayelas hashachar. I know how to mention this task today. Umalazos, Eino El David Vachayotiba, only David has this level. His Orus, he awakened the morning, that's it, he did everything. He did everything. Aval Anu, Vachayotibanu, Halavai Shaniskel his Orus Milamata, Kadesha Yavo Achakach Milamala, Al Kain. That's why the Tur says, quoting David HaMelech, Anima Ora Shachar, Velo Shachar Ma'oroti. But the Shulchan Aruch only says the first half of that sentence. Shiehehu Ma'ora Shachar. Shulchan Aruch is a realist. We're down to the level of David HaMelech. Alkein lazakar Shulchan Aruch rach shiyizkaber lazel shalachol hapachos yehei ma'or ha'shachar av shalo yizke lamala hashchina shezacharinu. Second Taz in all Shulchan Aruch gets in a yelos ha'shachar. Okay. Says the Gemara. So David HaMelech wakes up in the middle of the night in order to learn. Once Amor HaShachar comes, Nichlus Zuhak B'Yisrael, let's slow. All the Chachamim came to him. Amr lo Adoneinu HaMelech Am Chizal Zuhi Barnasa. Oh, our dear king, your nation needs parnasa. Amr len l'chuv parnasa zemizeh. Okay, go support each other. Matanus lev yonim. Amru lo, ein hakometz must be a sari. No, the kometz, a little grain, will not satiate a lion. Ve'ein habor mispalei michul yato. Many pshatim will just go with Rashi's. If you ever dig a hole, and then you try to put the dirt back in, it's never going to fill up the hole again perfectly. There's always going to appear to be less dirt, and the hole is going to be a little indented. So, they say to David HaMelech, there's not enough. There's not enough. We need external help. There's not enough. Amar Lahem, he says, okay, l'chu pishri decha bigdud. So, okay, go get some more land for Eretz Yisrael from those who have taken it from you. Miyad yoatzin bachi tofel, v'nimlachin b'sanhedrin. There it is. V'sholin v'r metumim. Right, that's the source for the nimlachin b'sanhedrin, that you go out to war with the Sanhedrin. Before we turn over, it's a beautiful thought of the Tzitz Eliezer. Eliezer says, how did David HaMelech take care of all this before he davened? Says he was learning. They came to him after Amud HaShachar, and then he started dealing with all this business. Why did he allow them in? Why did he allow them in? Says Eliezer, he dafka allowed them in. Because he wanted to see the kavod that they give to a king before he davened. Because once he sees the kavod given to a Basav Adam, that'll conjure up in his mind the kavod that he's supposed to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he dafka let them in beforehand. Right, they started Adoneinu HaMelech. Imagine the covenant used to give David HaMelech. So that's why he dafka let them in. Amar of Yosef, Mikra, what's the pasuk that alludes to all of this? So he says, V'achreach itofa ben Yoav ben Yoyadav, V'evyata v'sar tzvala melech Yoav. So all these. Achitofel is a Yoyis, he was the advisor. V'chinu omer v'ataz achitofel asher yoyatz v'chulu. Ubrayo ben yoyod ez Sanhedrin. Evyatar ilu urmitumim. He was the Kohen. V'chinu omer uvenayo ben yoyod ala kreis v'la plesi. V'lama nikresh v'am kreisi v'plesi. Why is the urmitumim also called the kreisi v'plesi? By the way, the two svarim of Yonas and Ibishis on Shulchan Aruch, you have the urmitumim and the kreisi v'plesi. Those are the two svarim of his. So crazy, shekarsin devrayim. Crazy is called because it cuts their words. It makes clear their words. Uplesi shemuflan maasehen. That it's wondrous, its actions. V'yachar kach, sar hatzava lemelech yov. And then they went out to war. Good. Amr v'yisla b'reidu avada. V'yamri la amr v'yisla b'ravu dimi maikra. What's the pasuk that David HaMelech should wake up early? Ura kavoti. Awaken my kavod. Ura hinavel v'chinar. Awaken with my harp. Ira Shachar. I will awaken the morning. I will awaken the morning. Good. Vemos even ala ir. We continue. We don't add on to the city, except with the Bezin of 71. The city of Yerushalayim, remember back on Dav Beis, we mentioned from Rav Chaim Michal Tuchachinsky, 25 halachos that have to do special with Yerushalayim. There are 25 halachos that don't apply to Yerushalayim. 10 of them are in a brisa at the end of the 7th parak in Baba Kama. 10 of them are one brisa at the end of Meruba. But there are, he comes up with 18 other halachas from all over brises and mesechtas. Tukachinsky puts it together in his Sefer Ir HaKodesh V'Hamikdash. 25 halachas. Obviously, one of them applying today. That, no Purim today there. V'inan immediately. Amar Efsimi Barachia, Amar Kra. So how do we know that to add on to the city, to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, we need 71? Because the pasuk says, Amar Kra, Kechol Asher Ani Mar'eh Uscha Es Tavnis HaMishkan, V'chein Tasu. Exactly like I show you today, so too you have to do. And Moshe, and the Rashi says, that Moshe is in place of 71, so he's there by the Mishkan, so too, V'chein Tasu, do Ludoros Havoyin. For future generations, you also expand. And build only with 71. Masiv Rava. Rava says 1 minute. Kala Kalim Shasa Moshe Mishichasan Mikad Shon. The Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Also yesterday's Parsha. How did they become holy? He put the oil on, the special oil on them. The Shemen HaMishcha. Mikan Ve'elach. Afterwards, when there was no longer Shemen HaMishcha, it was hidden. Avodasa Mechan Chasan. Just using them for the first time gives it Kedusha. Mechan Chasan. V'yamai. Name of Chayin Tazal Dor Saban. How could something change? If it originally was with the oil, it should always be with the oil. Shiny Hasam. To Amar Kravayim Shachem Ve'kadesh Osam. No, because the Pasuk says, they shall be anointed and made holy. Osam b'mishicha, v'lo l'doros b'mishicha. We darshan that. It says the Gemara v'yema, Osam b'mishicha, u l'doros I b'mishicha I b'avoda. Maybe l'doros is either or. Amar Papa, no, Amar Kra. Asher yishar suvam b'kodesh, hakasav tzla'o b'sheiros. The Pasuk specifically talks about usage. Ela Osam l'mali. So what is the word Osam? Teach me if I already have the other pasuk about sheirus. Ilav osam, without that word, hava amina ledoros b'mashicha u'bavoda. That ledoros, you need both. Taksiv v'chein tasu. Kasa rachmana, osam b'mashicha, v'lo ledoros b'mashicha. We don't have time now, but there is lumdis. Is there any difference between how that kiddush works? Is it through the anointing, or is it through the avoda, the shimush? The two very different ways of giving kedusha, but that is the suggestion of the Gemara.
So even if you had Shemen HaMishcha, the Doros, you couldn't
use it? Oh, so interesting. What if is this working backwards? What if you had the Shemen HaMishcha? Good question. Good. Veino says that Sanhedrin of Chulim. You know one. You don't appoint Sanhedrins of 23, except for... Maybe he could tell him to get my kids also. Just run out to get my kids. Minalan. Just tell him to call. Minalan. How do you know that you make a bezdin of 23 with a bezdin of 71? Kidah shulchan b'moshe. Again with Moshe. De'uki Sanhedrin os. U'moke Moshe b'makom shivim v'chad koi. And Moshe is in place of 71. Again, that Rav's thought that we mentioned again today and last Friday about the bezdin HaGadol and Moshe having two functions. You have to say it. There's no way not to say such an idea because the Mishnah says he's one and here it says he's 71 over and over again. So you have to say something of that Moshe and the Sanhedrin really performs two functions. Tan Rabbanan, here we go. Minayisha midun shoftim li Yisrael. How do you know you appoint shoftim for Bnei Yisrael? Tamal Omar shoftim titain. Shoftim li Yisrael, minayin. How do you know that you appoint enforcers? Tamal Omar shoftim titain. Shoftim l'chol sheva sheva minayin. How do you know each sheva gets one? Tamal Omar shoftim l'shvatecha. Shoftim l'chol sheva sheva minayin. Tamal Omar shoftim l'shvatecha. We're just learning each word of that pasuk. Shoftim l'chol yevi minayin. Tamal Omar shoftim l'sharecha. In your gates, in your cities. Shoftim Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echon Memuna Akulam. There's one above. Shenemar Titain Lecha. That's also singular. You, Moshe, are above them. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lishvatecha Vishavtu. Mitzvah b'shevet ladun es shivto. Every shevet has a mitzvah to judge its own shevet. Tosfos and the other Rishonim here ask the simple question of, if you have every city that has its own bezdin, so what do you need one for every shevet? Every year is l'chora within one shevet. Are you going to tell me if some people from another shevet live in the city, so that's when you have it? So that's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos shoftim. Tosfos says, im yesh b'irachas b'beishvatim osin b'isan edros. That's what Tosfos said. But if you look in the Ramban of the Torah does not like this approach. The Ramban in Shoftim, he quotes this from Rashi. This idea, he says, if you have two in a city, that's one. And then he says, it's possible to say, no, says the Ramban, it's another level of court. You have the bezin of every city. You have the municipal courts. You have the state courts. You have the national courts. Right. So it's all, says the Ramban, it's another level of court. Avagdolim shabahen b'chachma yismanu akala shevet v'tachteim b'chol ev'ir. Avo bezin. What's the nafkamina? A person can say, I want to go to the great shevet. Or if there's something that the bezin of every city cannot figure out, you're right, they're all from one shevet. But the bezin of every shevet means the national shevet bezin. So Ramban says that the Tosfos Rashi don't say that. That's Ramban's idea in the beginning of Parshas Shoftim. Let's continue a little more. The Shams Yanei Balacha has interesting. Why does every shevet need their own bezin? Why does every shevet need their own bezin? Just have a bezin agado. So he says no. Every shevet obviously has its own ways of living, has its own idiosyncrasies, has its own ways of how they do things. So, you know, it could very well be that you need a dayan that understands the shevet. You need a dayan that comes from within in order to judge them properly. Okay, let's just do a drop more. Enos and Irani Dachas Bisfar. Irani Dachas, you're not allowed to make an Irani Dachas. Oh, did I skip? You know any mili? How do you know? Ir nidachas E71. Amar v'chei bar Yosef. Amar v'oshi adam akra. Votseisos isha hu. O es o isha hahi. Ish v'isha atamosi l'sharecha. V'yet amosi kalir kulu l'sharecha. You take a singular person out to your gates of 23, but not the whole city. Ein ozir nidachas b'sfar. My time. Ir nidachas that you burn down the entire city. You don't put on a border. It comes from you, from within you, and not on the border. Velo shalosh, and you don't make three. Dechsiv achas, avalosan achas oshtayim. Dechsiv a recha. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. Hashem, there will not, as of now, there will not be a daf, even though it's a great daf tomorrow. We'll have to do it another time. Not be a daf tomorrow morning. Maybe if there's a chance tomorrow night, but then we'll have to do the following morning. But as of now, there won't be a daf for Shushan Purim up, and the next daf will be daf Yurches, finishing up the first perek on Tuesday. Afreilich and Purim to all.